News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, women using weight loss drugs have been urged to use effective contraception after dozens have reported becoming pregnant while taking the medication. And Professor Donal O'Shea, clinical lead for obesity at the HSE, joins us. Donal, how significant a risk of pregnancy is there associated with these drugs? I've no doubt this morning lots of people are going, what, as they listen to the show?
Yeah, so any treatment that kind of causes, if you like, healthy weight loss is associated with increased ovulation, increased sperm production. So it's not just limited maybe to women and the risk of pregnancy. If you get to a healthier weight, then your fertility increases. And it's down to a number of things. A lot of people will have failed to lose weight over the years because we haven't had treatments. And then they start a treatment and they realize, number one, all those years it wasn't their fault. And number two, their sense of self-esteem improves, are more likely to have a relationship and therefore more likely to you know, get pregnant. And that's a positive thing. A lot of the pregnancies that have been reported in the UK are have been reported as adverse events because they were unwanted pregnancies. Most pregnancies are unplanned, or many pregnancies are unplanned, but not unwanted. So the majority of people who get pregnant after successfully managing their weight with Ozempic or bariatric surgery are very happy about that.
Okay, so you're saying it's not so much that it is a side effect of the drug, it's more a side effect of the effects of the drugs, as you say. Self-esteem goes up, fertility goes up, those kinds of things that could be viewed as positives, really.
Correct. Yeah, no, and it's the impact of tracking to a healthier weight that improves insulin sensitivity, that improves ovarian function, so you're more likely to ovulate. It improves testicular function, so you're more likely to produce sperm.
Okay, so that may be good news for people who are overweight, who would like to have a baby. That might be a good thing. Other stuff in this Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency issues around warnings is that you shouldn't be taking these drugs if you're trying to become pregnant, and indeed shouldn't try and become pregnant for up to 2 months after taking these drugs. Is there a concern around this, or is this just a lack of data?
Well, fundamentally, it's a lack of data because no drug is studied in the setting of somebody who is either actively trying to get pregnant or pregnant. There have been many babies born to women who were taking Ozempic at the time. And to date, there hasn't been any negative reports about kind of that terrible word, teratogenic effects of drugs. But the advice with any drug that hasn't been studied is that you should be off it for a period of time before attempting to get pregnant. And the drug companies say 6 months, and most doctors will advise at around the 3 months.
Okay, so then
if you get pregnant when you're on it, then you must stop it immediately.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you're saying there is that we don't know that it causes any adverse effects, but because we don't have safety studies, until time passes by and we end up seeing accidental pregnancies on these drugs, and then we will have more information, we just don't know. So just in those lack of knowledge spaces, we just say don't take them.
Yes, great care, because obviously that first 300 days from the moment of conception on to the, you know, anything that goes slightly wrong, the trajectory is potentially, you know, life dominant.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for, I suppose, illustrating all of those concerns for people so that they understand them that little bit better this morning. That is Professor Donal O'Shea, clinical lead for obesity at the HSE.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.